expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. There was a report out of LifeSiteNews.com. This was yesterday, 31st of July, 2023, in the year of our Lord. We're going to have more years of the Lord, a few more years. In a speech at the 2023 White Coat Summit, Dr. Robert Malone asked the critical question about the so-called COVID vaccines. Quote, what is the question? Why would the government wish to advance this technology? Technology he's speaking of is fetal cell technology. His reluctant conclusion is that the novel mRNA injections have been developed by the CIA to assist in a global depopulation program, which has existed in the United States since the 1970s. Dr. Malone was one of the pioneers of the technology, which led to the development of the mRNA injections. His near-unique insight into their mechanism of action was derided as misinformation by the mainstream media once he began to warn the world of the dangers of these novel inventions. Given his background in developing what he refers to as genetic vaccines, Dr. Malone would appear to personify the very science we ought to be following. It's not his credentials nor his proven expertise which has led to the attacks on his reputation. In fact, the science he has followed led him to a sinister global program of deliberate harm. Dr. Malone says, quote, when we ask, who are the puppet masters behind all of this, we have to look the brutal truth in the face, that behind a lot of this is the United States government in funding, policy, and actions. He goes on to explain, to further explain the history of biological warfare innovation in the modern world. The entire backbone of modern biology as we know it, molecular biology, biochemistry, virology, microbiology, has been created in large part through massive U.S. government investment in bio warfare programs, which, of course, all derives from Operation Paperclip and the importation of both Nazi and Japanese bio warfare specialists. We've talked extensively about Operation Paperclip. All of the CIA, before the CIA became an agency, in 1947, it was the OSS, the Office of Special Services something, OSS. It is the Nazi Americans that brought the Nazi Germans into America through Operation Paperclip. Remember, Ford was a Nazi disguised as an American industrialist. You have the Prescott Bush, who is not the father of George W. Bush, the grandfather of Bush Jr. He is not the father of George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr., his father was George Bush, or George Scherf. George Scherf, who worked closely in the SS, with Adolf Hitler, one of the top men right there in Hitler's presence. So the Nazis of America, who brought the Nazis of Germany into the United States, especially biowarfare programs. And then I've never discussed the Japanese who were brought over also. China wanted to try to get as many of the Japanese scientists working with bioscience into China. The Russians the same. But America, we were there. Our presence was there. Our military was there. Our ships were still there. Our troops were still there. We were able to bring the top scientists over to America. There was a smaller number than Germans, but still, they were brought over. So going on with Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Malone's softly spoken speech argues the United States government is not merely the enemy of its own people, but almost all of them, everywhere. Almost, that is, except for a small elite. Then the article continues that in 1974, he wrote a Substack post. He states that in 1974, the National Security Study Memo, NSSM, known as the Kissinger Report. Now, for those that are not familiar with Henry, Dr. Henry, back in the 70s and the 60s, Dr. Kissinger, he was the only family member to escape Hitler's murder program, the Holocaust. And Kissinger didn't bat an eye, he didn't weep a tear when all of his relatives were annihilated. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
It's taken from the early 70s for Steppenwolf, Monster, their song that was such a hit, it's taken, what is it, 50 years roughly for the American people to really see the true nature of what this nation is. And it's evident. Now, going back to the article by Dr. Malone, the NSSM-200 report, the Kissinger report, declassified. Implications of worldwide population growth for the United States security and overseas interests. The 1974 National Security Study Memorandum. You see, one of the greatest threats to national security is world population. The more people, the harder to control. Going on with the article. Personally, the gentleman that wrote the article said, I don't want to wander down a rabbit hole relating to various depopulation agendas theories involved in the COVID crisis. But, he said, the evidence which Malone presents is diligent, in diligent order, has persuaded him to do just that. Again, if the claim of global depopulation blueprint seems wild, consider the words of Dr. Robert Malone against the very evidence which compelled him to say them. We absolutely have a depopulation agenda here in the United States, and we have had it since the mid-70s. And in this policy recommendations, you have Section 1, U.S. Global Population Strategy. What is the Global Population Strategy? That's page 74 to 84. Then you have the action to create conditions for fertility decline, Population and Development Assistance Strategy, from page 85 to page 105. Then you have a general strategy and resource for aid assistance, which is page 85 to 91. Functional assistance programs to create conditions for fertility decline, page 92 to 102. Food for Peace Program and Population, page 103 to 105. And you see the Rockefeller plans were to feed the children in this country in the public schools. And the unfortunate citizens of the country that were malnourished due to lack of jobs, mainly the lower class Hispanic, black, and white communities, uneducated. Then the summary of the Kissinger Report, which was on page 2, depopulation agenda is not limited in scope to the United States. It is intended to have a global impact. And this involved international organizations and other multilateral population programs, UN organizations, organization and specialized agencies, B, encouraging private organizations. So not only UN, but private NGOs. And one, there's a common thread, a common denominator with these people. And it seems like a simple word, simple term, but the depth of it is you can't fathom. It is called atheism. They're atheists. There is no God. Because there is no God, there are no eternal consequences. Because there is no God, if they can retain power, there are no punishments in this lifetime. They are free from any type of outside punishment from a creator. So he continues. The report expressly expressly mentions the United Nations and specialized agencies which can take on to be World Economic Forum, which we can take to be the World Economic Forum itself, along with the World Health Organization. Malone cites Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as a prime example of a private organization who enthusiastically partnered with the depopulation agenda. Then section 4, provision and development of family planning services, information and technology. Research and improve fertility control technology. Development of low-cost delivery systems. C. Utilization of mass media and satellite communication systems for family planning. Then in Section V, action to develop worldwide political and popular commitment to population stability. In other words, population stability is no increase in population. Stabilize the families. Then on page 3, the report continues. The final section of the plan, almost 4 decades old, refers to the development of novel fertility control technology, the use of mass media to mold compliance in a global population. Who was one of the big global, one of the individuals who worked specifically with fertilization in Africa? The Gates Foundation. Bill, specifically, he was involved, hands-on, not hands-off, hands-on. It would create what Dr. Malone termed mass formation psychosis to force compliance with his agenda. Finally, the report prefigures the means of undermining the sovereignty of nations in coordinating worldwide political commitment to the depopulation agenda. This is a blueprint for the globalized coal of humanity, which Dr. Malone claims has been advanced by the work of the Central Intelligence Agencies. The Democratic National Committee, party insiders, and much of the mainstream media are intent on preventing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from having any primary debate with Joe Biden, all the while demonizing RFK's position on vaccines, lockdowns, and treatments for COVID-19. The draconian vaccine mandates seriously injured over 200,000 Americans and killed over 28,000, according to the VAERS data. The vaccine schedule has been imposed on our children for over 20 years without industry standard safety testing. We've seen a simultaneous increase in various chronic illnesses and conditions in childhood. I know that this seems to be so redundant, but when you put things together, you can really see what's happening. The vaccine schedule has been imposed on our children for over 20 years, okay? Companies like Pfizer, which have paid out billions of dollars for criminal malfeasance in the past, are now disincentivized from doing gold standard placebo control group safety testing, all the while taking in billions of dollars. Sorry, I got distracted. He's taken down the hot dog stand. He's going home for the day, and I'm not going to be able to get a hot dog. Sorry. Now go on with the article. Where was I? They are also inexplicably shielded from COVID vaccine injury compensation claims by the government they supply. By their own admission, the only ones who have immunity is them. Now, he goes on to his continued questions. Dr. Malone questions why genetic vaccines were selected for the task of supposedly combating COVID-19. He points out that their advancement was pushed by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency of the United States government. Dr. Malone claims there is no difference between this agency and the one tasked with subversion, propaganda, and changing of regimes. Simply, the Central Intelligence Agency. To be blunt, DARPA is the CIA. DARPA is the operational arm of the CIA for the development and deployment of technology. The technology developed and deployed here is a genetic vaccine to advance a global depopulation agenda in line with an internationally coordinated population reduction program. Dr. Malone has written about DARPA's involvement in the development of these novel injections and has claimed elsewhere that vaccine company Moderna is a CIA front, also created by DARPA. This is what I was saying yesterday. I tried to make a point. This government funds, we have an endless ability, we have an ability to finance endlessly any program that this country feels is necessary for our security or for our agendas. One agenda, depopulate the nations. The depopulation of any society, if you go back to the Old Testament, God has made it very clear through his prophets in the Old Testament that these wars were a form of sacrifice to Satan. You have all the different cultures surrounding Israel and within Israel that were sacrificing their children to the different gods of their societies. And the wars were sacrifices too. And the principle has been through the ages, Satan in all of the cultures, with all the societies, and the people that he will put in positions of authority in the nations, that he demands they sacrifice to, Satan demands sacrifice to him. I know this is, I don't know how to phrase it. This is one of the thoughts of the scripture and one of the thoughts in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, Christ has warned through the Apostle John and through the Apocalypse, through the book, that Satan's agenda from the time early in Genesis to the end when Christ returns is the sacrifice of people through war, diseases, plagues, straight out murder. It's sacrifice. Satan demands sacrifice. You can see it through all of the ancient, through the nations throughout the world, whether they be in Africa, Asia, whether they be in Russia, whether they be in South America, Central America, the Incas, the Mayans. There was always sacrifice. Apocalypto, the sacrifice of millions of people in Central America. And Mexico City was a sacrificial site. There was a lake, a small island on the lake, there where Mexico City now sits, sacrifice. And we sacrifice in this country, in all the cities of this country, children. And now, not just children, but we're going to a break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez will be back. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Okay, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, Isaiah, he stated that there has been a mesmerizing spell that had gone out over the world. And especially at the end of the world, during the time that we live in, prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And through the years, through the centuries, with each millennium, the spell would become more powerful, and it would affect the ability of the people of the world to think rationally, logically, to the point where they would not see a train coming down the track that they're on. They can see the train coming, but they can't figure out what it is, and so rather than step off the track to the side and get out of harm's way, they are oblivious to what is happening. This is the condition that Christ said would happen at the end of the world, and it is happening right now. Christ said, the disciples asked him, what will be the sign of your coming? A couple of things, but he said, number one, firstly, don't be deceived. Because many people are going to come in my name, and they're going to deceive many. There are these men today that are deceiving the populations of the world in the what we would call the educated nations, and the people in these so-called educated nations believe these people are the gods of that they believe would eventually mankind would become God and mankind would be able to live eternally. And we're going to get to that point where at some point through all this biotech, they're going to give mankind the way to live forever. And these men are going to want to die, these people. And it says death will flee from them. Death will look at them and death will run the opposite way. There is a spell, a covering that has gone out over the earth according to Isaiah. And this covering is the spirit that Satan would use and the spirits to dull the thinking and to blind the minds of the people. People believe this new world order is something good. They believe all of this madness about the saving Mother Earth. This I remember when I was just a young boy, teenager. The Earth back in the 70s and the 60s. Save Mother Earth. I was living in, I spent time in Boulder, Colorado with all the hippies at the time who loved Mother Earth, loved Gaia. They still love Gaia. They still love Mother Earth. Now they hug the trees. Now they want to eat the bugs. They want us to eat the bugs too. If you're Hindu, you don't want to eat bugs because it might be one of the ancestors. Now we're going to look at Henry Kissinger. Who was this man? Now, it says that in the article, and I'm reading from this article in LifeSiteNews.com, July 31st. LifeSiteNews.com, July 31st, Dr. Robert Malone, COVID jabs were a CIA operation to depopulate the world. Now, the World Economic Forum was not the brainchild of Klaus Schwab, but was, like Facebook itself, initially a creation of the United States National Security State. The idea of the World Economic Forum emerged from a broader movement, a technocratic post-industrial theorists in the late 1960s, whose chief concern was the use of technology to better manage future populations. It was the people such as Henry Kissinger, John Kenneth Galbraith, and Herman Kahn, who through the Nixon-era Council on Foreign Relations first traveled to Europe with Schwab. This is Klaus Schwab. They traveled with him to Europe in 1970. Schwab, his real mother was Jewish. His father, Aryan, worked closely with Adolf Hitler. He traveled in 1970 to recruit the future membership of the World Economic Forum. Membership. The result was the first European Management Forum, as it was then called. Schwab himself admitted, this is the New York Times piece on Davos in 1997. I, John Kenneth Galbraith, Herman Kahn, and a few other people I had met in Cambridge to come and explain, he said, and with a staff of two secretaries and an assistant he later married. He organized the first European Management Symposium in 1971. It attracted 444 business leaders, each paying a substantial fee. According to the above article by John Vedmore, Kissinger would introduce Klaus Schwab to John Kenneth Galbraith at Harvard and in the 1960s came to a close, Galbraith would help Schwab make the World Economic Forum a reality. This was the creation of Henry Kissinger. So these were the children, the offspring of the spirit that was behind Henry Kissinger, a demon, a very powerful demon who controlled Kissinger through his whole life. Kissinger himself is a very powerful adept in witchcraft. This is why when he was doing the diplomacy, shuttle diplomacy, during the time of the when we had the gas crisis here in 1974. The Arab nations, some of these Arab princes, refused to meet with Henry Kissinger. They didn't want to be in the same room with him. Quote, I'm going to quote one of them. I have the article buried away someplace. This one individual says, no, I'm not going to go and meet with him because he will mesmerize me. He'll hypnotize me and I will agree with him. Well, they forced the guy to go in, and the guy voted for Kissinger's plan. Very powerful. People don't realize the occult behind Kissinger. They don't realize the occult power behind George Soros. Soros and Kissinger are, their objective is the same, but the means to obtain that objective is different. George Soros wants to do it one way, Kissinger wants to do it another way. Kissinger, in a sense, wants to use a steel hand in a velvet glove, whereas George Soros, he would prefer just to take the glove off and show everybody, and he has the steel hand. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. naked when you're unwanted. Streets are unwanted.
Yes, there are quite a few strange faces in the world presently. Strange people. Strange, strange. Now, again, out of LifeSite News, the 31st of July, I think the article was written by John Vedmore. He says that Kissinger would introduce Klaus Schwab to John Kenneth Galbraith at Harvard, and in the 1960s, as they came to a close, Galbraith would help Schwab make the World Economic Forum a reality. Malone notes that the fact that Kissinger continues to collaborate with the World Economic Forum to this day. In his report on January 16th, 2023, that was just here 6 months ago, he showed Kissinger was the architect of the World Economic Forum. It wasn't Schwab. Schwab was put in place. And Kissinger, remember, was at one time very instrumental in the direction that the Pilgrim Society would take. He was a member of Pilgrim Society, very influential. He goes further, claiming that the World Economic Forum was created by the CIA for the purposes of advancing its global agenda. This global network tirelessly promotes agendas such as anti-natalist policies, whatever that is, ESG, and net zero, whose aggressive implementation will likely collapse industrial society. Hormone-disrupting contraception, the murder of the unborn, the promotion of childless sexual lifestyles are all beneficial to the agenda of depopulation. The provision of puberty blockers to children who through social contagion believe themselves trans will leave them permanently sterilized. These factors amount to a remarkable alignment with an overall agenda to reduce the number of humans. It is an agenda with a proven blueprint, followed by the creation of the very agencies it suggested is necessary for the execution of the plan. How telling that 4 years after Kissinger's moved to create the World Economic Forum, a report is commissioned by him on the means to achieve a reduction in global population. Global measures to reduce population were motivated by power, not by any concern for the environment. The rising populations of developing countries would lead, in the eyes of the report, to increased political pressure on the United States to provide development to nations against the economic and strategic interests of the U.S. Now, I'm going to stop and interject this. Why, as I have been discussing over the last months, half a year, why are these nations of the world now aligning themselves and becoming members and have asked for inclusion into the multipolar world nation network of economics and trade? Why? Because our depopulation agenda is not just, you know, keeping families from having children, but it is euthanizing infants, not just in this country, but international and other nations. And why are these countries now, why are they deciding to, they are deciding to leave as quickly as possible the controlling mechanisms of the United States of America. And they've never had that opportunity. They've never had a way to distance themselves from American control ever before. but now they have that way. The China and Russia, India, the BRICS nations will be able to protect these smaller nations that want out of the World Bank, the IMF. The IMF, again, was created by the Central Intelligence Agency. I didn't get to that part of the article. They want out. They want to be free. They don't want the United States coming into their countries, killing their children, killing their citizens, stealing their young women, messing with the genders of their people, the young people. They've never been able to be free from the culture of America. Now they're able to, they have a way out. And this is what we all, what people want. They want a way out when they've been under bondage, any kind of bondage. They look for a way out. Okay, I just wanted to present that. So, they want to achieve the reduction in global population. Global measures to reduce population were motivated by power, not by any concern for the environment. The nations are more readily exploited when they remain underdeveloped. And who keeps them underdeveloped?
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
So, this is the agendas of the World Economic Forum. Just this week, well, actually it was in August of this year, Klaus Schwab has a daughter, and she's just as evil as her father. Her name is Nicole. She is 100% in agreement with her father's agendas. Now, this was out of the burningplatform.com, August 1st, 2023. Schwab's daughter confirms COVID was a precursor to climate lockdowns. Schwab's daughter confirms COVID was a precursor to climate lockdowns. And I don't think I'll have time to read what she stated, but I'm going to give it a try. She says, quote, "So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really have this great reset and to use this huge flows of money to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position nature at the core of this economy. And there are plenty of opportunities, and this is, again, a mindset of actually innovation, technology, and a business growth that can happen with a positive impact of nature and a kind of laying out some of these examples. Regenerate agriculture. Regenerative agriculture is, of course, a huge part of that as well." And I think I heard her speaking. This wasn't the whole all of her conversation, but basically we've been doing things a little here, a little there, but now with this global reset, with the way we're changing the world economically with this new digital currencies that are going to be coming out, we can change the world much faster. What does she mean by that? We can kill and eliminate millions at a greater rate. We can speed things up. But to do it, we have to be able to know who these people are. That is why the introduction of WorldCoin. WorldCoin going back into, this WorldCoin, the philosophy or the principles behind WorldCoin go back to Nelson Rockefeller. You go into the little jungle cities in Brazil, the little jungle villages in Brazil. You send in Christian missionaries. The missionaries find out who's the head, who's who. Then you go in and you get rid of the leaders and you pretty much take over the little village. What they're doing is they're going sending these individuals that don't know what they're doing, like missionaries, into these nations, third world nations, small nations, find out, give them WorldCoin for free, scan their iris, do a digital scan. Now you know who they are. Now you know where they are. And you can find out how many people live in Mexico. Do you know, I don't think they really have a real consensus of the amount of people that live in Mexico. But with WorldCoin, you can find out exactly how many people live in a nation or a region. That's it for today. We'll visit tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Again, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth section. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what else Klaus Schwab is up to. Talk to you then.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge. We shake hands. We don't have cell phones during the day and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.